We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
And I'm trying to figure out if my house is haunted or not.
Why? What happened?
Because I came downstairs this morning. You know, you got the cameras,
right?
All throughout the house. So the camera revolves and you can see what's going on in different rooms.
Right.
So I see the camera for the master bedroom, and I see somebody walk by the camera. I'm like, oh, wife must have got out of bed. Mm. And I see somebody walk past the camera again. Like, damn, that was fast. I ain't think nothing of it. So as I'm driving into work, I just happened to call, like, yo, did you get up this morning? She was like, no. I'm like, what? Like, did you get up this morning? She was like, no. I'm like, you sure?
Sure, it wasn't
like,
your daughter?
And then she got mad again, and she's like, I'm going back to sleep.
Sure it wasn't your daughter?
I don't know yet. That's what I'm waiting to figure out. But I'll find out when my daughter wakes up in about another hour or so. But if not, we got poltergeist, baby. All right?
Okay.
And my plan is to scare them out of the house before they scare us out of the house.
And how you going to do that?
I got ways.
You, okay? You better watch The Conjuring.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's based on a true story. It's a horror movie. Well, maybe it's more of a thriller.
Or maybe it could be a Casper the Friendly Ghost.
It could be a nice ghost.
Or it could be a spirit that needs you to do something and they're trying to give you a message.
Could be. That's happened to me before in my life. I mean, it's not the first time I've seen spirits. I'm from Monk's Corner, South Carolina. I've seen ghosts before. I'm not scared. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I am.
Okay?
I am. I ain't messing with no ghosts. Mm. Ghosts want me to leave. I'm leaving. I ain't playing with them.
Well, see, you're a New Yorker, so you probably walk past ghosts all the time and don't even pay them no attention because y'all are so freaking angry and hostile all the time and so stuck to yourselves.
No, I thought those were crackheads.
Y'all would, exactly. Y'all would walk past a ghost right now and wouldn't put nothing in his cup.
Yeah, we're just minding our business.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, last night I was out in Philly. Shout out to everybody out in Philly that listens to The Breakfast Club on the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate you guys. Philly party was popping last night. It was so crazy. Now, they came up to me and said, can you rock another hour? I said, you about to make me late for The Breakfast Club. But I said, for the right price, I got you. And I just got here. So, you know, I did it. Absolutely.
We know you did.
Yes, basically,
you played Freeway, What We Do Is Wrong, a couple more times.
What we do is wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
All right. And it rocked. All right.
Well, shout out to Dave East. We were at Juices for Life yesterday, and a local news station came by just to talk about. It's our one-year anniversary, by the way. We've been open for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have successfully made it through a year, through some growing pains, you know, new businesses. Some they're not always guaranteed to last, so made it through that first year, and things are improving every single day. So, shout out to everybody. Thank you to Dave East for coming through to represent Juices for Life. Of course, Styles P for always setting everything up for us.
And Junior Mafia, who stopped through as well.
Banger.
Yep. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. 50 Cent will be joining us this morning, so we'll kick it with 50. You know, he's always a good time. He's always fun. He's always honest.
Hey, he's got a brand new show coming on tonight.
50 Central that comes on tonight at 10:30. So we'll talk to him about all that.
Some good TV coming on tonight. Then Empire comes back tonight. Star comes back tonight.
Mm-hmm.
50 Central on BET. I'm here for that.
A lot of stuff to talk about. And we got front page news. What are we talking about? What's your president doing now? I'm sure something.
Yeah, well, how did you know we were talking about your president? We'll also talk about STD cases hitting a record high in the United States.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Charlamagne, thank you. Miss Cleo.
I don't think I'm Miss Cleo. I just know that Negroes are some of the most predictable creatures on the planet, okay? I told y'all on Monday that Ray Lewis was going to say he wasn't kneeling, he was praying. What did he say?
He was praying.
These Negroes are so goddamn predictable. Lord have mercy. You seen one coon, you seen them all.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, what are we talking about, Yee? What's up with your president?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say the president, but the Trump administration did deny a request from several members of Congress. They want to waive shipping restrictions to help get gasoline and other supplies to Puerto Rico because they are recovering from Hurricane Maria. Right now, the island's 3.4 million people are struggling to survive. They have no power. They have no clean water. Now, in the past, the Department of Homeland Security has waived that rule to allow cheaper and more readily available foreign vessels to supply goods to devastated areas. But for some reason, they are not going to help this time. They have declined the request to waive that act. So now they have limited shipping between the U.S. flag vessels, and I don't understand why they don't understand the state of emergency right now.
So you can just pick and choose when you want to help somebody?
Pretty much.
Like, are they aware of the dire situation that's going on there?
Like, come on, guys. You got to waive the shipping restrictions right now. It's a state of emergency.
Well, you know, they did that for some of the goods that we actually have to send down south because, you know, you can only have 80 pounds in a tractor trailer. But because it's going to help people, they allowed certain, you know, I think
just
we said
common
110
sense.
Pounds. It was just stuff for people. Like, this is just stupid.
That's just common sense. You got to know when to break the rules.
This is stupid.
That reminds me when Angelique said she was sitting on the stoop and her friend was getting into a fight in her yard and she didn't help it because her mama told her that she couldn't get off the stoop. You could have broke the rules in that moment.
That time,
I was so scared I was going to get in trouble.
Goodness gracious.
I beat up.
more like beat up. Now let's talk about STDs.
Right now, they are saying that STD cases have hit a record high in the United States. Americans were infected with more than 2 million new cases of gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia. Do you know which of these is the most common?
I would say chlamydia.
Chlamydia is the most common STD.
Only reason I say that because in my experience throughout life, I've known several people who've had chlamydia.
Really?
I've got several friends, who, women and men, who've gotten chlamydia.
Now, at least half of these cases are from young people ages 15 to 24. And by the way, only those three STDs are required by law to be reported. So when
curable ones?
To physicians. Well, they report them so that you can track the numbers for the Division of STD Prevention.
The curable ones? Don't report the curable ones.
So wait a minute. Only those three? Which three?
No, hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Let me explain.
I'm confused. Yeah.
Gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia. Those are the only three that have to be reported. So to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's why those are the only ones we can track. Now, there are also diseases that are not tracked Okay, so when you include HIV, herpes, and more of the dozens of diseases which can be sexually transmitted diseases but are not tracked, there are more than 20 million new cases of STDs in the U.S. each year.
So basically all the big ones, you don't know who got all the big ones. It could be an epidemic out here of herpes and HIV
and
for all
tracked.
We know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't track it.
A lot Lord of people, have mercy, also, that's no ass backwards.
And let's also understand that a lot of people have STDs and don't even know. So they're walking around ridiculous. With STDs that are left untreated. And syphilis, they said, is the most serious out of all these bacterial STDs. If you leave that untreated, it can affect your brain, your heart, and other organs in your body, ultimately leading to your death.
Boy, y'all nasty. Y'all better stop putting filters on your face on social media and start putting condoms on your penis. Okay?
That penis will do that to you, man.
What?
What? Charlamagne?
That penis will do that to you, man.
Wow. All right, well, tweets
terrible,
are also about to get...
drop. Who told you to do that? Our producers suck. Lord have mercy, that was horrible.
Now, tweets are going to get twice as long, just so you know. Twitter is now testing out a 280-character limit for tweets.
That's too much.
That's double the 140-character standard we have
That's
now.
That's too much.
Now, only a small test group will be able to do that, but they're saying soon that feature will be available site-wide.
I actually think they should shorten it. I think this is shortened. I think people will start keeping a lot of their dumbass opinions to themselves if you shorten it.
It's good where it's at, but that's too much. You can't go any further.
Yeah, because too many characters just make people feel smarter than what they are, and they really going to be trying to explain
it. But
they
said in other languages like Japanese, Korean, and Chinese, you can convey about double the amount of information in one character as you can in other languages.
We got a president that tweets too much. The last thing we need to do is be adding more characters on Twitter. What the hell is wrong with y'all,
that's
Twitter?
Remember when people used to use Twit longer?
No.
If they had too much to say, you could go and use the Twit longer.
You know how much of a loser you are if you click on a Twit longer link? There's nothing nobody's saying on Twitter that is that intriguing to me that I got to click on the Twit longer link.
Nothing that compelling?
Nope. Oh, not goodness. At all.
All right. Well, that is front page.
What about your horoscope?
News. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Somebody reset these phones, please. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. And don't forget, 50 Cent will be joining us next hour. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what up, y'all? This is Trey, Elizabeth City, man. What's happening?
Trey, get it off your chest, bro.
How can we put so much emphasis on football players taking a knee, which is their complete right? We can't put the Pledge of Allegiance back in the elementary schools for our kids. At least the elementary schools, so they can come up with the proper structure.
They don't pledge allegiance no more?
No, man. They have not pledged allegiance since I was in high school, and I've been graduated for 10 years.
I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Well, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, so I've never pledged allegiance to the flag a day in my life.
I definitely understand that, but you know what I'm saying? Even still, like, that's crazy. But for a color of our humanity, I got a spoken word piece, man. Can I spit it? It's positive.
Let's go. Yeah, let's hear it.
We need it. I wonder what it's like in the mind of the blind. What kind of perception of life intertwined? So many of us see the world through our eyes, but then lose sight of love for the world due to lies. We brand those disabled who lost into sight, who can't see the transit of day turn to night. While so many of us see a life filled with light, but live life as if blind, so what's wrong and what's right? See, the mind of the blind are the eyes we all need that look at the world how it ought to be seen. The eyes and the mind of the blind are a team because they listen to life and project what it means. The mind of the blind can't judge those for looks. All they see is God's child as their hand is being shook. And the mind of the blind can't see the sun's ray, though they only see the night, they find joy in each day. The eyes of the blind
You're making me want a pumpkin spice latte. And I'm going to be honest with you, it always feels weird calling people with deep spoken words trash. But that was trash.
Right. Hello,
you weren't even listening.
All I kept hearing about the blind is the blind.
That's right. It's me, Charlamagne. It's Trav.
Hey, Trav. What up, sis?
What's up, man?
Hey, NBA.
What's up, Trav? Why you calling this morning, bro?
I'm calling one of us to say congratulations to Cardi B for getting the number one spot on Billboard. I love you, Cardi.
Drop one of Clues Bonds for Cardi B, goddammit.
She's also certified platinum now.
Secondly, I just want to say I got blocked on Instagram by a certain bitter, super, super, super bitter female rapper.
Who?
I got blocked on Instagram.
Who? Who's the person?
I just want to say, shout out to you, Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
you mad.
Gosh. What
Why
did
Nicki
you say?
Block you?
So she did this whole post about the culture.
I saw
obviously
that.
Obviously, she bitter about Charlamagne.
I saw that.
For the culture.
I don't even follow her, so I don't care. My best friend, I saw him comment on it, so I just went behind him. And I just let her know all I put was, I said, at the Shade Room, at Ball Alert, can y'all please put a Nicki Minaj photo culture so she can shut the hell up? You 35 years old.
What happened?
She was commenting on something somebody said about her, and, you know, I forgot who the person was, but they were saying a lot of good things about her, as they should. Like, you know, Nicki has done her thing. And she was like, don't say good things about me or the culture won't like you. And she put it in quotation marks, and I was like, look, this is so petty, man. Like, stop it. Okay, Nicki, I don't know why Nicki think nobody like her. Jesus.
A lot of people don't like it, though, but get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad
or blessed. Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Austin Jarvis.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
I'm just listening to your program. Every morning I listen to it. And you were just talking to someone called Lee Daniels. Am I correct?
Yes. Lee Daniels, yes, sir. The creator of Empire and Star.
Right. I know them guys aren't popular and all of that. I just believe that these gay scenes where you're watching TV and then boom, all of a sudden in front of your face or with your kids, you see two men kissing on TV and everybody's saying that, okay, I don't think it's okay.
Let me tell you how stereotype it works. It's not a stereotype if it's the truth. Soon as I heard your accent, soon as I heard you mention Lee Daniels, I knew you had a problem. I'm waiting for you to say Bati Boy.
You can't say that either, Charlamagne.
Yeah,
I said I'm waiting for you.
No, I'm not against them. I'm just saying it shouldn't be on TV. That's all I'm saying.
If you're not against it, you're not against it, it shouldn't matter to you whether it's on TV.
It's representative of things happening in the world.
I believe it confuses the young children. That's all I'm saying. I'm not against them. But I believe some people are really gay. They were probably born that way because of their hormones. I believe that. But it should not be on TV.
Why shouldn't those people be represented on television?
No, sometimes you're sitting there with a boy child or a young kid, and then boom, you just see two men kissing on the television, especially when they approve the gay marriage. I think that it's so, I just believe that it should not be.
Do you mind seeing a man and a woman kissing on television?
No, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Hey, sir, Empire and Star come back on tonight, okay?
I know. I'm listening to you guys, I'm not against the people, and I'm just saying it should be on TV.
They should not be represented in this country, is what you're saying.
He's just saying he don't want to see it on TV.
That sounds so crazy.
Hello, who's this?
I would like to remain anonymous because I'm in the Navy and I'm currently heading to my ship right now.
Okay, where are you from, the 757 Norfolk, Virginia area?
That's right.
All right, get it off your chest.
Oh, I just want to say I'm angry, but it's so crazy being in traffic for an hour and a half each morning, but I'm blessed to wake up and see another day, and I do wish we would go out and do some humanitarian relief for Puerto Rico in this time of need.
I wish y'all guys would, too. I wish we could help somehow, somewhere. We're still trying to figure that out.
I'm still trying to figure out how to help Puerto Rico.
Generators.
I'm talking to my people in Anguilla about getting them some help. Like, there's a lot going on right now.
Well, yeah, we can actually, there, how about my boy Crazy Legs from Rocksteady is out in Puerto Rico right now.
Yeah, they're doing a party on Monday where they're asking anybody to donate, I think monetary donations. I'll give you more information. I'm going to be involved with that, too. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. We'll talk about Young Dolph. He's been having a lot of issues, and now he has just recently been shot. Man. We'll give you some of those details.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. And don't forget, 50 Cent will be joining us next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Country Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, a young woman who is experiencing hate at levels that I have never seen before. The hate has turned so quickly on her, so fast, so furious.
No, she still got a lot of love, though.
Of course she still got a lot of love. But
she got a lot more love than hate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely getting a lot more love than hate. But it's just interesting to watch people like Azealia Banks, who just was showing Cardi so much love a couple weeks ago. Soon as she goes number one, the love turned to hate. Mm. Immediately.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Young Dolph.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday, Young Dolph was shot, and that was in Hollywood outside of the Lowe's Hotel on Hollywood and Highland.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, according to TMZ, the argument was between members of Young Dolph's entourage and Yo Gotti's entourage. They had an argument that escalated to a physical fight. According to LAPD officer Megan Aguilar, at one point, Young Dolph was knocked to the ground. That's when one of the suspects pulled out a handgun and began shooting at him. Mm-mm-mm. Now, the three people who allegedly assaulted Young Dolph ran in separate directions, and he managed to get up and run into a business that was nearby. Police are looking for three people. One person was detained. They said they are not sure if that person who shot Young Dolph. And they're saying that Yo Gotti is also a person of interest.
By the way, if you ever been to L.A., Hollywood and Highland is not the hood at all.
Not
that's
at all.
Not a bad area.
Not at all.
I actually stayed
at the Lowe's.
Exactly. That's a really nice
there.
Area.
That's just bad luck, too.
It's right by the, where they have the Hollywood stars, the Walk of Fame, and all of that is right there, too.
We don't know what happened, but both of them dislike each other, and they were staying at the same hotel. That's just
yeah, I mean, if you're in either one of those entourages, like, soon as you heard that, like, one or the other was staying mm-hmm. there, you should have moved hotels. And it don't got nothing to do with you being a punk. It's just like, yo, stay out the way of that negative energy. And it always bugs me out when two people who I've met, who I've had conversations with, yep. Look, Yo Gotti and Young Dolph, they're both two very cool individuals.
Well, they're absolutely. Both from the same place. Same and at one point, Yo Gotti did want to sign Young Dolph, too. So clearly he respected his artistry
but
as
they
well.
They both seem very level-headed. Like, they both seem like they could sit down and have a conversation and squash all of this. Like, neither one of them are rah-rah
sometimes
individuals.
It's the entourage of the people that you're around to that escalate situations. So we don't know
well,
exactly.
Let's not assume. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm just
saying. We're just making the beef right now. We don't know.
That is true. By the way, you're right. You're absolutely right, Envy. Thank you for bringing me back to reality. How do we know? Why is Yo Gotti a suspect in this?
Well, exactly. They're saying that he was at the scene according to these reports, and he was arguing, but they're not saying he's the person that shot. But they're saying that their entourages.
You're right.
So we don't know exactly what happened. They're still investigating, and they still are trying to arrest those three people.
I'm just talking in general. Yo Gotti and
Young Dolph also was the target of a shooting in February in Charlotte, North Carolina, with more than 100 shell casings around the crime scene. Now, afterward, he did an interview, and he also put out a mixtape called Bulletproof, but here is that interview.
Whatever was going on, they couldn't do it. Well, they couldn't. In Memphis, it's a thing called people tricking people out the streets, get people unfocused on what they're doing. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dolph built himself up and built himself and becoming a superstar, and all let us throw Dolph off right quick. He doing too much. Come on now, man. The city can't say, they mentioned Memphis, they say, Dolph, we can't, we don't know. He doing too much. Don't get mad at me when I'm doing my thing.
Right. Yeah, don't let people trick you off your streets. Don't let people trick you out of your life, okay? I'm telling you, man, I love my life. I love being a father. I love being a husband. It's so good. This corporate world is so good.
It's interesting because we were doing an interview yesterday with Styles P at the Juice Bar, and he was talking about how as you get older, you become an adult. He used to have a temper problem, mm-hmm. and he said, sometimes it's just better to be like, you know what, my brother?
You
just,
got this.
You
that's
got
it.
It.
I see them all.
Yeah.
And salute to Young Dolph, too. Last time I saw Young Dolph was at the MTV VMAs, and he said, man, how the hell are you getting younger? So he will always be good in my book.
Oh,
drop one of Clue's bombs for
SNL,
Young
Dolph. That's your friend. All right, now, Khloe Kardashian is pregnant. So congratulations to her with her first
pregnant?
Child, Khloe Kardashian.
Damn, all the Kardashians pregnant.
Khloe, pregnant.
Kylie, Kanye.
Tristan Thompson.
Kanye.
They're, according to reports, Khloe is 3 months pregnant, and they're saying that she did conceive naturally. So that's what we know thus
that's
far.
That's crazy that Kylie is 4 months pregnant, Khloe's 3 months pregnant. And the only one that's showing is Kanye. Kanye's the only one showing out of all three of them.
Kanye?
All right. That's enough. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Okay. All right. Well, when we come back, 50 Cent will be joining us. We'll kick it with 50 Cent, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building,
Kanan.
We here, baby.
50 Cent.
It's good. It's good to be here. You know, I listen to y'all religiously, man, every morning.
Thank
on
you.
The way I get up, I'm on the way to the gym. This is what's playing. It's the only time I listen to the radio because the rest of the day I'm on my phone.
That's a good
flattering.
Thing. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Well, 50 had a release the other day. It's not a single release, but I guess a show release the other night. And this is the first time I've ever been to a white strip club in New York that they turned black.
Yeah, we had
I've never been to a
little color to it.
Now, mind you, they usually don't let us in.
Okay.
They probably will never let us back in there. Security came up to me 20 times. So I'm like, can you please tell people stop smoking weed? How did you get that white strip club?
Well, I was looking for a non-traditional space to create the party environment. And I'm like, they had shown me like some loungy spots. And I was like, nah, this is the better spot for us to go. And then, you know, like because of you know, Ace's closing in mm-hmm. New York. It was providing all those all of these talent.
All the women
dancing. Available.
All the women dancing were available. And then you had BET execs in there.
Yeah, yeah. They was there because they knew that, like, even the comedy, the whole concept is to change the perception of the network. Period. The takeover. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they're going to start to do things that allow us to say things content-wise mm-hmm. that it wasn't acceptable. Mm-hmm. But on late night, they'll let those things slide on. So they get a chance to have some fun. It'd be more the kind of comedic energy that you would see online.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When people have the freedom to actually be, as funny as they can be versus the censored stuff.
This is like something you've wanted to do for a while, though, yeah. because you've been doing your own comedy sketches.
Since Pimp and Curly.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I made fun of competition within our culture with that. Like, they are a little more advanced in it because they honed in on that and been doing that the whole time, the cast. Like, I've done it at spots at points, and the mm-hmm. interest is there because of it. And comedy is like a hidden space. Mm-hmm. And then when somebody, like I think Tiffany's, Tiffany Haddish?
Mm-hmm. What up, Tiff?
Yeah, when she, like, it snaps, she'll be seasoned because they didn't see her for a long time while she was that good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then she'll be able to do a lot. Like, mm-hmm. like
she put all her hours in, the 10,000 hours. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're doing it, you're working, and you'd be sharp, the time and everything be great, and she could do... She went from, was it Insecure?
Oh, no, that's the Carmichael show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then she went to do a special on Showtime.
Special on Showtime.
And then
Girls Trip.
Girls Trip, number one movie.
Yeah.
I think Fifth's trying to smash Tiff, man. You've been showing Tiff a lot of love on Instagram and everything.
I think it's coming next. Look, don't listen.
Why do you have to put that?
Yeah, watch Solomon. He'll set you up.
I know, because I heard about what he did to Kev. I heard about this.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, man. I'm like, what happened?
He's
like,
don't let Solomon introduce you to anybody.
It will go on for 10 years. It will go on for 10 years. He's notorious. He's notorious. You will love her. You will love her, and whatever else you have going on in your life. You just have to compromise. You have to work this out.
Now, Fifth, why TV now at this stage in your career?
I think, creating the visibility. Initially, I was looking going, it's just opening. Things are opening up so broad as far as content is concerned. That mm-hmm. I was able to do, I got two shows on Crackle. So they're just finishing the production now on the Oath. And it's currently filming in Puerto Rico because that, got crazy out there for mm-hmm. the weather. And then mm-hmm. back. Doing what they're doing there. And then the Stars Network, I put three on over there. Mm-hmm.
You thugged the white man out over there, after you thugged Stars out.
I had to do that, though, because it was like, you can see the priorities. Like, the mm-hmm. networks, you see those things, like, for your consideration.
I don't even know what that is.
Like, inside the different publications or on for your consideration, like, mm-hmm. they'll put this because it's a priority for the network. And you haven't seen that. But you've seen huge success in numbers. Mm-hmm. So the network is growing at a pace that they're absolutely happy with, as far as Stars is concerned. Mm-hmm. But Mari Harwick is not recognized as somebody who can actually be a leading man for the series, then I failed the project mm-hmm. in my eyes because I told him I was going to do that in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, it's that successful now, but he's going, so what happens? Like, I make them put us in front of foreign press so we can, like, it's like niche mm-hmm. Hollywood people you sit and talk to. Like, I'm like, I got to do this. I got to do these things. Like, I've been there before on other projects, but not specifically for Power. We got to keep going back in front of them until they actually recognize the project. It doesn't make any sense. It's already the number two highest rated show on all premium cable, only behind Game of Thrones and... They're spending three times
right.
the budget to do it. All effects and stuff. Mm-hmm. You want dragons and like that. You know what I mean? Like, you have to pay for that. And then, but we're doing that with the budget, and they know, they understand. So now everything is like, they totally allowing me to do what I want to do.
Is the reason, like, when Stars doesn't get behind a show like that, is that the reason we don't see you at the Emmys and the Golden Globes?
That's why I don't even appear.
Because it's weird watching, like, all these shows that everybody talks about in the culture. Atlanta, Insecure, all this stuff. We talk about Power just as much.
And you go, where is it? And you go, mm-hmm. where is it at in the actual show? I'm not going to make the appearance as rapper 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. When I'm executive producing the show, this is the second largest in all the premium cable. Like, you go, I'll go, no, how come when you're ready, I'll show up. And then or we just keep putting hits on the board. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking going, when I tell them turn it off, then they identify with the actual content, that they haven't produced more of it for a reason for people to stay on the actual network. Mm-hmm. If I say turn it off and people agree, yeah, I only want it because of that.
Right.
Then they go, turn it off. You're right. He said, well, I'm paying that. I'm here when it's coming back on. The promotions will start.
Right.
And then they shift because I've given those properties. DMF series is there. Tomorrow, today, there's the things that they, and they fast-tracked all of it. So everything is like, it's moving way faster.
Now, do we like Kanan now?
They start to treat me better.
Is he likable now?
Likable?
Nice?
I don't know.
I still don't trust him.
I would tell you not to.
This guy, Kanan.
I would tell you not to trust him. But the series, you know what's interesting? Because television is brought a broader, older mm-hmm. audience interest. Because, like, hip-hop culture is youth culture. So we know, like, when you're out, it's almost the demo between the guy who just got in and the person who just casually party. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we know who that is. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, like, the mother, auntie. Mm-hmm. Like, this really old, won't be in the actual environment with us partying. Is watching the show, and it's, like, I'm getting different responses from them. You know, it's really interesting. Because, oh, it's an older, definitely. Then they're looking at it going, so you're on television now. It's like, I know he's doing the bebop-bidi-bop thing with the
crap. Bebop-bidi-bop.
This is cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they was already watching Dynasty and all of this other.
Dynasty.
Yeah, like, my grandmother had me watching that. Yeah.
But the Power was also bopper now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other. I want to talk about Amari for a second because, like, Amari is, like, such a great actor. But then, I think it's stuff like this that keeps him from, like, being taken serious,
What's that?
Man.
What's that? Show
the
picture.
The brother got contacts
oh,
with
yeah,
the
I see that. Yeah, I seen that.
And then it's, like, the videos of him breakdancing all crazy. I'm going to be drunk or high. Yeah. like, what's up with him?
No, you know what it is? He be doing character stuff. Mm. So he'll go and create a new version of himself, take the pictures and stuff like that, and then and post it and put it out. But I don't even know what project that's for. Like, you know what I mean? Yo, you
know. All right, we got more with 50 Cent when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. 50 Cent still in the building. Yee.
Now, can we talk about 50 Central since that is about to start?
Yeah. 50 Central is exciting because it's more, look, it has. We even, Charlamagne did it with me.
Yep. Yeah, we said that
picture. It comes on tonight. Tonight at 9:30.
That was one of the
10:30.
That was one of the most fun experiences I've done on television.
Yeah, because it was like we do different things, sketch comedy, but then there's real, like prank type of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And we do it, but it feels like it's natural fun. Like, it didn't have to be someone else while we were doing it. It was, and he was able to do it. It was really funny. Like, when people see it, they're going to bug out off of it.
Yeah.
Because it was fun.
And it's like, no script.
Yeah, it was no fun.
There's no script.
Nah, that's why it made it fun to have. When your person has that strong of a personality, too, because you'll listen, like, Charlamagne got to say stuff to go over people's heads a little bit. Like, I'm
sometimes.
Like, oh, he slapped him and he didn't notice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you heard what he said? Like, real slick, like, bop. And he's like, hey. Casually looking at you like, you didn't know I slapped you just now, did you?
So why BET of all places?
Well, BET is the right place for the show. Because they were open to it and they were like, whatever you want to do, like type of thing. So I even changed the, like, premiering the music videos under every episode. So I, like, after it premieres, it goes into, it gets all BET Jams. So you want it to premiere there, because that many eyeballs is watching.
Right.
But to go into BET Jams, and then it's just giving us more influence in ways that we can actually. That is the music business portion of me saying this would be the best place for you to launch and to put it there, because it'll get this
amount of spins on MTV
and the first one is tonight,
too.
Uncle Murda.
This kind of
Uncle Murda's tonight.
This is the first time you and Irv been under, like, the same umbrella with something, right?
You know, they'll be gone. They won't be there long. You know, I have full on intentions of removing that.
You
know, there's some adjustments to
you. Don't like Tales? Tales is a good show, man.
This is crazy.
Cool,
man.
Idea, not well executed.
So you watched it?
Yeah, of course I watch. I watch everything when someone's involved I don't like. So look.
This look, I'm gonna keep all the way real with you because I know you gonna know if I'm fronting.
Right.
Y'all know me enough. So look, I'm looking. That's gonna go. It's gonna be gone. It's gonna go.
I thought I was petty. He's the pettiest. If he don't like you, he don't like you.
If it was good, if you thought it was good, would you say it? Even with the fact you don't like
her? Well, if there was, I thought conceptually that there's been music written that could actually be good film or montage. Like Nas as a gun would be a dope montage. Mm-hmm. So the way I could run the parallel and show you how that could have been good is because the overall idea was good. Right. It just wasn't done right.
Are you going to be in the BMF series too? Are you?
If I did, I would play something small. Something small in it because I want it to be, I want you to look at that and feel like you're watching the experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the point where the facts are stranger than fiction in that story, like where you don't have to add the creative stuff. You just have to really put it together well. Like the Tupac movie, I was disappointed in it because of who Tupac is to our culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like you can't redo it now. How like that was organically what should have been a success following Straight Outta Compton. And I feel like they just let anybody build the project instead of the people. Like with me, they gave me the things that I needed to make Get Rich or Die try and work for that time period anyway. Like I had Jim Sheridan from Dublin. I had Terry Winters, who went on to write The Sopranos and to Wolf on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Like Quincy Jones did the score. Like it was Usual Suspects for hit, real quality people involved in the project. And then they did Tupac, and it was like, who did that? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they say Pac had a budget of 40, 50 million. I'm like, where?
I thought they spent a lot of it on music licensing, though. Because they use the actual
spent
songs.
That much. Come on. I could have gave them new records for that money. What did they do? They had hookah in the joint.
They didn't have no hookah in there.
I had the hookah in it. And they had a Ciroc bottle. I said, Puffy did this. What? Puffy had something to do with this.
I think Pac's character's too big to do a film on.
Yeah, well, he had events that happened that people know about, but there's so much stuff that you didn't know that you could have put in between it to make it interesting to look for the youth now. Like when you ask Yachty and them to say the Biggie verse, stuff like that, they're like, you can't see it because over that time, like I'm near Biggie.
Yeah.
Because of the age bracket, like I'm that guy for them. So they're looking, going, what is that other stuff? Like big is that to me? You know what I mean? In that time period ahead of that, so you look and you go, when they don't understand it, you going, yo, I'm like, nah, he don't know that. They young. Like Chief Keef, when he first came, they thought Chief Keef was retarded. Mm-hmm. He was like, because no, he knows Chicago. He know what he needs, his survival kit. Mm-hmm. He know that. So he looking at you like, and if you make him for a minute think that you think he's slow, he gonna do something to you. Because mm-hmm. they didn't know better. He's looking, I was looking at him, I was like, oh, I just loved it. Because it was just rough around the edges for real. Like you look at it and say, look at this one. I got a chance to touch these early. I touched Chief Keef early, hung out with him. I got YG, mm-hmm. his first song, the Tudy record we worked on.
Tudy, yep.
Again,
Lovers.
Saw, the top girl, SZA.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did a song on 4 years ago. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard the record. Now, the stuff that she's doing now, like, I told Ty, I was like, I told you. Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying about the street dudes, but y'all were street dudes too.
Yeah.
And you can hold a conversation. You had a level of intellect that these guys just don't possess.
And you know what else? In the beginning, like now, like I ran into him. I did something with Gucci. We went to, I go to Coachella with Gucci. Chief Keef is there. Mm-hmm. And he called me and go, yo, he said, yo, my bad. Like, you know, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? He's saying I was a baby. I was so young that I didn't know what was going on. Because he didn't show up to his own video.
Right, I remember.
We was in the desert mm-hmm. with, like, buggies and all this other shit. He was like, I'm like, where you at? Me, Wiz Khalifa? No.
No Chief Keef.
And I'm like, wait, he don't know that at the time, they wasn't going to spend the money again mm-hmm. to reshoot to shoot the video. And I'm like, I called him ahead of time, told him, get on the plane. And it was like, could they send a jet? I was like, no, it's not the jet thing. You have to get on the plane. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like you put out Wankster, this is your In the Club record, and you're not showing up to the video. You see what I'm saying? Like, and
It was an ill experience. But I never held it against him because I knew he didn't understand what was going on at the time. So when he said it to me, like, on his own time, I know he's in a different place. You know, because
he hasn't been that hot again, though.
That impression is tough to have a second, but we don't have a second chance at the first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And his first one was, that was a slap. Look, you're going to see a lot of people in our culture come with one joint and then not be able to deliver the next. The follow-up pieces, like what was the we were just talking about really good records that came out of New York for, like the kid can't hear what he's saying? It's going to sound like Future.
Oh, Designer.
Designer. That huge record, number right. one record.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Young M.A.
Mm-hmm. Huge record. And then we're waiting for the next piece from them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, because they're already a star in Perception, so you're going to get different music out of them because, like, if they wrote the music in the early time frame, their thought process, everything would be different.
More freer.
They have everything in place already, but they're going to be a different person. Like, that's like getting a record out of Cardi B right now versus what she would write to you prior to that.
Well, I told Cardi, don't be a slave to the hit because, you know, she keep thinking, now in her mind, like, I got to do another
one.
Yeah,
she got to beat that.
Look at the difference in her socially.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you popping. Like, the girls that are in the strip club right now want to be Cardi.
Absolutely.
You just went from being one of the people in the population to being the one they want to be like.
All right, we got more with 50 Cent when we come back. Next morning, everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. 50 Cent's in the building. Yee.
I love advice from 50 Cent, so let's get some advice from you about other people that are having some issues.
Okay.
All right, Usher.
Uh-huh.
Now, what advice would you give? would you give Usher?
James out.
This is gonna be a good one.
Listen. I would tell Usher to be active. Do not go in the house because it's uncomfortable, the things that the public is saying.
Right.
And be visible. Like, if I would be popping up everywhere.
Yeah. Like herpes. Like genital. Like outbursts.
Just pop up. Look, the reason why I would do that is because it will remind people who he is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And why? Because what happens if when we just hear stuff, if you go away, if you tuck away, it becomes real to us.
We assume it's true.
We don't know. We go and look and go, all you see is the picture and the big girl, and you go, why that? Like, why was you doing that? Like, what? And now it makes anything else that you do possible because of that. You go, right. I didn't think he would be doing that. And then you say, damn, so all of this must be what?
And that was a guy saying
a guy
got
just came out and said he gave him herpes.
He said they had sex twice in Koreatown. But
he said what?
Now, but we don't know that any of this is true.
Lord.
They said there was a Korean town and they had sex. And now the guy has herpes allegedly.
Do you address the actual allegations? Like, do you come out and say...
Yeah, do you make a statement if you are? Do you write a song? Like, what?
I think he needs to be out. He needs to be out in public. Like, I don't think you run away from that when it happens.
He's been out.
That's intense. They've said some things about me. They have never said that, Sean. I don't know if I'm prepared for this. Look, you got to wait till I grow up. You can't put me... I can't face things like this. Like, you know what I mean? You can't give me this. This is intense.
What about Kevin Hart? What advice would you give Kevin Hart?
A fellow
right
cancer,
now?
Kevin Hart.
Oh, you know, Kevin's a lover. He's a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what happened in this particular situation, but it feels scandalous.
They lined him up.
It feels scandalous.
They lined
you know,
up.
For some reason, it feels like even after all of this time, that we should be good enough to not have this happen
mm-hmm.
over this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I go, what? Why did that happen? And then Charlamagne end up in the middle of it. I go,
No, we're talking about Kevin Hart.
We're talking about Kevin Hart.
Oh, I'm kidding.
We're gonna get to that.
Not Whitney's Kevin.
Not the one.
Oh, Lord, good luck. Whitney's Kevin. I'm like, this. Jesus, it's a whole lot going on out here.
A lot of things happening.
That's crazy. Look, when man, it depends on who the what's name was because he come from like Whitney's. That's a strong background to come out of.
Mm-hmm.
Come from over there. You know what I mean? And this is just not, you're not responsible for that. If people met each other around it, it's not really, like, that's like if your girl talks to a guy that you knew mm-hmm. and you're like, yo, but I, no, she did that. Because
mm-hmm.
her loyalty is within your bond between the two of y'all. It's not that, I would never, like, if the guy comes around, I expect them to see what I saw. to be attracted to what I was attracted to. Like, you're going to notice that she's this attractive woman. So it's on her to not do those things, or, you know, for the relationship, to sustain the relationship. Other than that, I look and go, I mean, it wouldn't be comfortable to have some, like, so you introduced her, and now you'd be like, so what did you say? So did you hook this up, or did you
just, did you tell him, did you hook it up?
Did you say hi?
Now, I'm taking a knee on this whole situation. 50's honest with us, right? 50's been honest with us. Did you hook that situation up?
Said, I really don't remember, to be honest with you.
It was 10 years ago. This is valid.
10 years ago. I really
this is valid. To not remember 10 years ago.
I know the girl. That's my homegirl. She was my homegirl. I haven't talked to her in years. She was always around. Uh-huh. So I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but then how much of her personal business we should be discussing with her?
Exactly.
I mean, a man friend that is not, you know, at intimacy like that. You know, like, you think you know Angela, you don't know.
You have no idea.
You have no idea. She's like, yeah, but that's what you think.
Now, what about you musically? What are you doing musically?
I work on new stuff. What I did was I had wrote what I felt like was the right content for the record. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want my music to play in the nightclub, mm-hmm. next to trap music. I want my music to play some cuts on the album to play like if you feel like traditional 50 Cent, but this is hot.
Right.
Like just new music that really you feel good about what it is. When you deliver the Fetty Wap record to me, like I just seen him. It was just a lust together. Mm-hmm. Like that record was far from the other Fetty Wap records that I heard. And I was like, that's dope. Because it felt like almost fist pumping music to the point that it's. I've been in situations like where you're in Vegas and it's 18,000 people in a party, and that song is going to be playing.
Right. But that's why I did it.
It plays in the set.
Right.
It belongs there.
So music is still number one to you as far as passion?
It feels like magic. Because when you condition for it, it's not like a long process. Like go shorty, it's your birthday. It's not rocket science. Like, it. It's real quick. It's like it's just what you felt when the music came on. Mm-hmm. I bet you if you ask Cardi if it feels like magic now, she said yes. Mm-hmm. Because you're going, if you've done it several times, like recorded several records, when she's saying I made 3 mixtapes, it sounds like a lot. You know how many songs that you had to make before you could even get a deal?
Well, I think the debut album feel like work to her right now because they on her about making a certain type of record.
Yeah, now once you got it, she already, it's an interesting, I want the lyrics to the next song. It's going to be interesting what is being said. Because she's transitioned from Cardi to join this in the club, just doing what she's doing. And forget the Love and Hip Hop piece because it's still the join this in the club because the only money that's coming is the club visit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So from that piece to even the presence, the appearance, when you see her, you go, oh, look.
She glowed up.
And you because me, it got old Nicki kind of stuff. Like Nicki Minaj, that was the outfit that Nicki didn't wear yet.
This guy's so crazy.
Very similar. You know what I'm saying? Stuff, I'm going, oh, whoa, what is this? Is this okay? Wait, somebody find out how Nicki feels about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, like, wow, okay. You know, and it's cool. Watch everything. Because I told you, they do not care about what you was doing prior to it working in the present moment.
Right.
So that is, it means nothing. As long as you can come with the next one, that's it. She's in.
Well, tonight, 50 Central, BET 10:30.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you watch it again, 50 Central on BET. What episode is Charlamagne on? You on this one? Or you not on this one?
I don't know. I'm going to be watching those 24 of them. I'll be tuned in to all of them.
All right.
24 episodes.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
50 Central tonight. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, the Daily Mail had reported that Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin Hunter, has been cheating on her for the past 10 years and having an affair with a woman who lives just 9 miles away from the couple. Now, Wendy Williams had to address these rumors on her show. She's a hot topic now, and here's what she had to say about these rumors.
It's some sort of weird story going around the internet regarding my husband. Now, look, I'm a straight shooter, pow, pow.
All you got to do is Google him and you see the story. You can believe what you want, but... Okay. I stand by my guy.
That
she
was
stands
whack.
By him.
Listen, man, that don't seem like a straight shot to me. You can't spend more time talking about what Kardashian is pregnant than you do about a story about yourself. You can't just brush by this one. That was a big story with all those pictures and everything else.
And she has some real information. She's could have gotten really in depth.
Yeah, you can't act like it's not a lot of details of this story out there.
Well, you tell us.
What are you talking
about?
I'm
kidding.
You read the article.
Charlamagne was involved in this story.
Charlamagne was not involved in this story.
You were in some headlines.
Well, I wasn't involved.
All right.
You all read the article in the Daily Mail. There was a lot of detail in that story. So once again, you can't spend more time talking about what Kardashian is pregnant than you do about a detailed story about you and your situation.
Now, Kendrick Lamar is going to be the keynote speaker at Forbes Under 30 Summit. The four-day gathering is going to be at Boston City Hall Plaza, and there's going to be several addresses by young artists. DeRay McKesson will be there as well, Skylar Grey. And there will also be a conversation with Forbes senior editor of media and entertainment, Zach O'Malley Greenberg. So that's happening on Tuesday, October 3rd at 1. So shout out to Kendrick.
And dropping the clues bombs to Kendrick Lamar, damn it.
Top dog. All right, now Kevin Hart. More Kevins in some scandal.
Boy, it's a bad week to be a Kevin H. I'm telling you. Kevin H is, boy, if you're a Kevin H, get rid of everything that you might be doing wrong right now.
Black is still hot.
Kevin Holiday, we watching you. Kevin Holiday at Atlantic Records,
He's nervous. Very nervous right now.
Now, Montia Sabag has done an interview with Daily Mail also.
That's another one?
Yes. Oh. No, that's the same woman, Montia Sabag. She did an interview about Kevin Hart. Now, this is about the tape that was used in an extortion plot against Kevin Hart.
Is the chick he was smashing?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let her tell it.
Allegedly?
Mm-hmm. I'll let her tell it. She said that she did not even know that Kevin Hart was married. Here's what she had to say.
I usually don't regret anything in my life, but I definitely choose when to learn from things. I learned never to mess with a married man. If I had known that Kevin was married, it would never have happened.
That's not far-fetched, though.
That's not far-fetched.
That she didn't know?
Yeah, that she didn't know. That's not far-fetched.
Well, she said she spent 3 days with him. They flew in on the private jet together. She said, we got along. We clicked. He's funny. I'm funnier.
She's saying he brought her in? He didn't meet her there?
Yeah, she's saying they flew on the jet together.
All I'm saying is, if that is indeed...
She lives in L.A.
If that is indeed Kev on that tape, which hasn't been proven yet, guys call girls wifey and all kind of stuff all the time in this era. You can't really...
That's bull crap. She's been on his gram before. She checked his gram. She checked his social media. That's a lie.
Especially if you're with somebody for 3 days. At some point, you Google
it to make sure she looks good and she doesn't seem like she messed with a married man.
How you know she's following his gram?
Here's what else she had to say.
Whose side are you on?
It's during the day, you know? It wasn't like a night thing, you know? So, I mean, he was sober. There's obviously a connection. I'm not just someone that he was with, you know? There was more to that. Everybody believes that that video was the night of the nightclub. This was a completely different day the second time.
All right, so what she's trying to say now is that she also wants to know who is the person that filmed everything. She doesn't feel like... owes her an apology, but she does plan, she said, to take legal action against whoever filmed the sex tape.
I want to know who the guy in the tape was, because I'm starting to think
I don't know who that
if
was.
If she didn't know that he was married, then maybe, just maybe, she wasn't with Kev.
That's right. Kev has a brother, doesn't he?
It's possible. Spank, was that you?
All right. Well, I mean, Kevin has already apologized to his wife very publicly to let her know that he put himself
sometimes
in a situation...
Sometimes victims blame themselves.
...that he shouldn't have been in, but,
sometimes victims blame themselves.
Let this be a lesson learned, okay? All right, and Marlon Wayans has his own Netflix comedy special coming, so congratulations to him. He also stars in his own comedy on NBC Marlon, and he has that show Naked as well. So now he's going to do a stand-up special on Netflix, so congratulations. He's currently on tour nationwide as well.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that down to?
Man, I need Ray Lewis to come to the front of the congregation right now. We need to have a word with him, okay? And we're going to pray for real this time, Ray.
Oh, my goodness.
Not that little fake prayer I told everybody you was doing on that field. I saw this whole play coming. We're going to talk about it.
All right. We'll get to it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 27th goes to former Baltimore Raven Ray Lewis. You got my teacup?
Teacup bed is coming.
Hand me my damn teacup. Now, this past weekend, people were shocked when Ray Lewis was seen kneeling during the national anthem before the Baltimore Ravens game. People were shocked because Ray Lewis has been adamantly against the protest that Colin Kaepernick has started. In fact, he said on Fox Sports 1 Undisputed that he doesn't agree with the way Kaepernick protested. Let's refresh y'all memory real quick.
I'm 100% for racial injustice. 100%. Trust me, right? I lived it myself. So you don't have to convince me of that part. How he did it, totally different thing. I don't totally agree with that.
With my goddamn teacup. There we go. All right. Okay. Now, Ray Lewis said that, but he was out there on that field kneeling during the national anthem on Sunday, and he immediately got called a hypocrite because social media never forgets. And not only did social media jump on his ass, but his friend and host of Fox Sports 1, Shannon Sharp, oh, you can stop the teacup now. No need for the teacup with Shannon. Shannon also put pressure on his ass and called him out for being a hypocrite. Let's hear what Shannon had to say.
I'm very disappointed in one of my very best friends, Ray Lewis.
I don't know why.
Ray Lewis sat in that chair right there and said that he could never kneel. He could never not stand for the national anthem because so many people died and he had family members to fight for this country and the opportunity and the flag means so much to him. And he kneeled, not on one knee, on both knees.
Now, I don't think Ray Lewis is a hypocrite. The reason I didn't think he was a hypocrite because I pay attention to details. As Shannon Sharp just said, as soon as I saw Ray Lewis come out on that field, I saw him drop to two knees. I immediately said, oh, he playing. Okay, Ray trying to pee on me and tell me that it's raining. I immediately felt about him the way I feel about people who choose to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, people who choose to just lock arms. Bro, if you're not kneeling on one knee, you're wasting everybody's time. Not only are you wasting everyone's time, you're scared. You're trying to play both sides, which you can't do in a protest, okay? The whole point of a protest is to make people uncomfortable, to be disruptive. If people are saying it's the kneeling that's pissing them off, then kneel. Anything else is a compromise, okay? Anything else is trying to make your oppressor comfortable. And not too many people strive to make their oppressor comfortable like Ray Lewis. So when I saw Ray Lewis drop to both knees, I said, oh, he's trying to play both sides. He's trying to appease the black community who has been calling him an Uncle Tom and a coon, and he's trying to appease the white people who cut his checks. I peeped the play. He thought it would be two outcomes. He thought, one, the black community would say, finally, Ray is out of the sunken place, or two, Ray is a hypocrite. He's full of BS. If I was in Ray's camp, I would have told him it's definitely going to be more of number two than number one. But Ray actually kept himself covered from all slander because I knew when I saw him drop the two knees that he was going to say he was praying. I peeped the play. You want the receipt? Well, let's flash back to Monday, September 25th, 6:30 a.m. on this nationally syndicated morning show, The Breakfast Club, during a segment we do every morning called Tell 'Em Why You Mad. I told you all how Ray Lewis was going to play this. Let's flash back to Monday, please.
Well, my problem with Ray Lewis, man, how you talk about Kaepernick with you on both knees yesterday, man.
That's what Ray Lewis going to say when they ask him why he was down there. He going to say he wasn't kneeling, he was praying. That's why he was on both knees. I already peeped his game. I guarantee you, when they ask him why he kneeled, he going to say, I didn't kneel, I prayed. I guarantee it.
And let's get it off your chest, sir.
What did I say? Tell him why, man. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, that was Monday, September 25th, 6:30 a.m. Now, Ray Lewis was on Inside the NFL with James Brown and Boomer Esiane yesterday, I believe, and he spoke on his kneeling, or lack thereof, and he said exactly what I said he was going to say. Let's hear it.
You hear Shannon Sharp going out there talking about I dropped on a knee, and this is about, oh, I sat in the chair next to him, and I said I would never do this, and I still didn't do it. Nobody don't know what they're talking about. What am I going to do if I'm going to stand up, if I'm going to grab hands, if I'm going to interlock? What am I going to do? So I walked away, JB, and I didn't drop on one knee in order to protest. Boom, I dropped on two knees, both knees, so I can simply honor God in the midst of chaos.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Isn't there another part in there? Another one? That's it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, he was praying. No, Ray, you was on both knees because you provided a knee for both sides of the fence you was trying to play. It's so see-through, okay? I'd be shocked when y'all can't see what's going on. Everybody calling him a hypocrite. He wasn't a hypocrite. He was just trying to appease everybody. And you can never, ever truly trust someone who tries to appease everyone, okay? I tell everyone all the time that I don't know the key to success, but the quickest way to failure is to try to please everybody. And that's why you, Ray Lewis, failed and failed miserably. Whatever prayer you said on that field, I guarantee God sent to his spam folder because even he knows you full of the poop emoji. If I had to sum up Ray Lewis in a tweet, it would be two prayer hands and three poop emojis. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. When you start doing that, you won't be disappointed in their actions because you already know what they are about. People become more predictable when you just accept them for what they are, and we all need to accept Ray Lewis is full of the poop emoji, period. Please give Ray Lewis the biggest hee-haw. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a petty party. Everybody.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
Everybody go to @RayLewis on Twitter, RayLewis, and post 2 prayer hands and 3 poop emojis right now.
Say it again.
Petty party.
Tell them the Instagram again.
It's @RayLewis. Go to his Twitter right now, @RayLewis, RayLewis, and post 2 prayer hands and 3 poop emojis. Okay?
I'm joining the party. Hold
Petty
on.
Party! Petty party. Petty party. You know what? Let me join in, too.
I'm a join.
Damn, I don't even got Twitter on my phone right now. Hold on.
You said Instagram.
Oh, you can't do it on there.
You can do it on Twitter. Go to Twitter. Twitter's better.
Twitter's better.
Go to both. I don't know what his Instagram is.
I think Instagram's really good.
I'm assuming it's just Ray Lewis. But I'm going to start it off on Twitter, the Petty Party. All right. Let me log in real quick.
Great.
2 prayer hands, 3 poop emojis, all right? I love when we can collectively come together as a family and do petty parties. Okay?
Hold on, I'm doing it now. All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Yeah, it is Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram, right. Is Ray Lewis, too?
Yeah, it's just Ray Lewis.
Okay, 2 prayer hands and a poop emoji, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Up next is Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you can hit her. You said 2 prayer hands?
2 prayer hands, 3 poop emojis.
Okay, 3 poop emojis. All right.
3 poop emojis, because he's more full of poop than he is prayed up.
Okay. All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her right now. Phone lines are wide open. Hit her up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Janessa.
Hey, Janessa.
Janessa. What's your question for Ye?
All right, so this is a little far left, but I've been dating this girl since July.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been taking it slow, friends and everything. I took her back up top to New York, show her where I'm from and everything. So I guess things were trying to, like, you know, get serious. And all of a sudden, one day, she broke it down to me and said that her mom basically is just not feeling it. She's not with the whole girl-on-girl thing. Mm-hmm. She said it's against her religion. She said it's just... I'm basically a distraction and a burden. So my question is, do I continue to pursue her now that her mom feels that way towards me?
So it's not really that her mom feels that way towards you. It's that her mom feels that way about her own daughter and the whole lifestyle. So it's not personal against you. Let's be clear about that. But your girlfriend doesn't have a problem with it, right?
Well, my friend, she's not my girlfriend yet because I don't want to go ahead and brainwash myself into thinking that she's my girl. One day we will be together.
Mm-hmm. Does she have a problem? Can. Does she have a problem with it? Is she saying because my mom doesn't like
you? The thing is, yeah, her mom, she's like, you know, that's my mom, that's my world, that's my queen. So she's like, but I have a feeling that one day we'll be together.
Okay, but she's saying just not right now.
Exactly.
It seems like she has some issues with her mom that she needs to work out. Obviously, her mom has not accepted who her daughter is yet.
I guess so. I think I'll just fall back until then.
But I think that it's important for you in the meantime, if you really care about her, you guys can still communicate, be friends, whatever it is. But that's something that she's going to have to deal with because it's not going to stop with just you. You know, it's not like she's going to force herself to be somebody that she's not. She's still going to be who she is. And at some point, her mom is going to have to accept that's who her daughter is. It's going to be difficult. And obviously, I'm sure it's hard for your, quote, friend right now because she's not your girlfriend yet, you know. And it's a difficult position to be in. At least she was open and honest and she did her part.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I respect that and I understand. I guess, just like you said, I'll go ahead and be her friend until everything.
Right. Listen, and take your time. Nothing has to happen right away because you guys just started dating in July.
Exactly.
And I know you appreciate her honesty, but remember, you got to be her friend first if you care about her.
Exactly. Tell Charlamagne I'm going to go ahead and handle that with Ray Lewis. Praying hands and what? 3 poop emojis?
2 prayer hands, 3 poop emojis. We're having a petty party.
I got you. Petty party.
All right, Mama. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Let's go to line 9. Hello, who's this?
Hey,
Hi, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So, Miss E, I have a question. It's a relationship question.
Okay.
In regards to my ex. I heard from one of his best friends that he bought a ring.
Uh-huh.
And he is looking to propose to me next month.
But that's your ex.
Exactly. We broke up last year. And I call him the light-skinned devil personally because anytime he sees me happy, he tries to come back into my life. And so with this situation, I feel like I am dating someone else, and he had put up a cute picture up on Facebook or whatever, and he tagged me. And so he saw that, and now all of a sudden, when we were together for 5 years, you never mentioned the ring. Now you want to propose to me next month?
And y'all not even together. That's crazy. But are you still messing with him and talking to him?
No, we don't live in the same state anymore.
Okay, so you don't. Do you talk to him still?
No, the last time I spoke to him is because his sister was really sick, and I had contacted him and his mom, and I said, you know, how is everything? How's everything going? Whatever, whatever. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So no text messages, nothing?
No, not from me. He'll text me, and I'll give short responses, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to go back to work, so have a good day.
All right, so he's thinking he could still win you back because y'all probably broke up before, got back together before. Lisa, here's the thing. He's going to propose to you, and you're just going to tell him no.
That's embarrassing. Like, I don't want to do that to anybody.
First of all, how's he even going to see you to propose to you?
Friend.
You're not even going to see him. Don't even see him. You're involved with somebody else. I'm just confused on how he even possibly could think that you might say yes.
I have no idea.
Lisa, are you sure you're telling the whole story?
I'm so sure. The last time I texted him and I spoke to his mom was back in August when his sister had a stroke. And I just wanted to know, you know, is everything okay? Like, what's going on?
Well, this is what you need to do. You need to tell his friend to tell him, don't even bother trying to propose. She's not interested. You need to tell his friend to tell him that because he told you some information. Now you need to have him play the middleman and be like, listen, I'm not interested. I'm telling you right now, tell your friend, don't bother to propose to me because it's not going to happen. He's going to embarrass himself and he's going to waste his money.
Okay.
All right. Lisa, stop communicating with him.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right, good luck, mama.
Thank you.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call at any time. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Young Dolph. Now, he was shot. He is in stable condition, but we'll give you the details and we'll tell you who is a suspect they have.
All right. We get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hey, you. Yeah, you. You want to come to New York? You want to go to Powerhouse NYC? You want to see French Montana, The Weeknd, Cardi B, Lil Uzi Vert, me? I got some friends coming and more. Well, that's going to happen in less than 6 minutes. So keep it locked in. We could be flying you to New York, put you up in a hotel. We're going to handle their food, too? Nah, we ain't handling your food. You got to handle your own
you
food.
Just throwing
you
in
can't
stuff.
Buy them food.
How you just throwing in stuff?
I just want to make sure. I didn't want
to
say.
Well, you better stick to the script.
There's no script. Right. You're just making it up as we're going along.
So ain't
sure.
No trip?
There's definitely a trip.
Oh, all right. You make it up as we go along.
I don't know if there's food, though, but you got a trip and you got a hotel.
I would hope there's food in New York. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you can get the trip but can't afford food when you get here, no need to come. Stay home. Being honest with you.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Young Dolph.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Young Dolph is in critical but stable condition. He was shot yesterday in Hollywood outside of the Lowe's Hotel. Yes. Now, if you recall back in February, over 100 shots were fired at his bulletproof SUV. He then put out an entire album called Bulletproof about the incident that happened in Charlotte. Now, he was actually shot.
Mm.
Okay, here is what Young Dolph had to say after the first shooting that happened in February.
Whatever was going on, they couldn't do it. They couldn't. In Memphis, it's a thing called people tricking people out the streets. Get people unfocused on what they're doing. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dolph built himself up and built himself and becoming a superstar. And all let us throw Dolph off right quick. He doing too much. Come on now, man. The city can't say, they mentioned Memphis. They say, Dolph, we can't, you know, now. He doing too much. Don't get mad at me when I'm doing my thing.
All right, now they are saying that Yo Gotti is a person of interest in
this
shooting.
Who is this saying this, though?
Well, this is according to law enforcement sources.
I know they were staying in the same hotel.
They were
which
both staying at the Lowe's Hotel. Their crews got into some sort of disagreement. And just a short time later, shots were fired outside the hotel. Now, witnesses at the scene told officers that Yo Gotti was involved. And so far, they did detain one person. We don't know if that person was involved in the shooting or involved in just the argument that happened outside of the hotel. But the other two people fled and have not been found yet.
This sucks, man. Yo Gotti and Young Dolph are both cool individuals.
Good dudes.
And
they both make good music.
Yeah, and it always and good
from
money.
The same place.
So it always bugs me out when I see two people who I think are cool, you know, I guess can't get along. But I hope Gotti's not a suspect, and I hope Young Dolph is okay.
He shot one time? Just once?
I don't know how many times he was shot. Mm. We just know that he's in critical but stable condition.
And Young Dolph got good sense, man. He's a good, sensible guy. Last time I saw him at the MTV VMAs, he said to me, "Damn, Charlamagne, how you getting younger?
It's not all about you all
Shut
the
up.
Yeah,
it's
not all about
drop
you.
Drop one of the clues bombs for Young Dolph, okay?
He gets
Young
shot.
Young Dolph is always good in my book.
He gets shot.
He had actually several gunshots to the torso.
Well, I hope he's better, but he's always good in my book because he told the old man.
All right, let's
young.
Move on all and right. talk about.
You know, that, you know, when you get older, those type of things feel good.
R. Kelly.
You, bro.
Now, there's always been these rumors about R. Kelly running this alleged cult, and women are coming forward. Now, another woman has come forward, and she's a DJ from Dallas. Her name is Kitty Jones, and she said that she was 33 years old when she first met R. Kelly at a party in Dallas.
Isn't that too old for R. Kelly? It doesn't usually go a lot younger.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm glad you said that, because as soon as you said 33, and I said she lying. As soon as she said she was 33,
I ain't gonna say
and she
lying.
Met R. Kelly, I said, hey, and R. Kelly ain't going
now she
there.
Said,
he's a lot younger, though.
Now she said that he did slip her his number, and of course, immediately she hit him up. Here's what she said.
I text him and I said, "This is Kitty. You just gave me your number." And then he said, "Always refer to me as daddy."
Wait a minute. That was the first text he sent back
yes.
to you? Refer to me as daddy?
Yes. I needed to stand up every time he walks in the room. You had to ask to go to the bathroom, ask if you can order food. The way that he would do me was maybe just slapping around. I got tossed around on the ground, kicked, starved. A part of me is still scared to call it a cult, but that's definitely what it is.
Wow. She actually quit her job in radio.
She's 33.
Well, the last time I saw Kitty Jones, she said to me, I'm lying, I never met her.
I was like, you know her?
That's a
wow. Like, Charlamagne wow. lining everybody up.
Wow.
I want to know how come I don't feel about myself the way guys like R. Kelly and Lee Daniels feel about themselves.
What, you want somebody to call you daddy?
Yes. I want to have the nerve. The unmitigated gall to be like, from now on you refer to me as daddy.
You want big daddy or just daddy?
I like Ooh. Big daddy.
How about little daddy?
No, that big daddy.
How about cat daddy?
And when I walk in the room, I want everybody to stand up, damn it.
I'll call you cat daddy.
Shoot, 50 more years, I'm going to be sugar daddy to somebody. I know that much. I know that damn much.
Now, okay? She did also say that she was never held against her will, but after 9 months, she said she got up the nerve to leave. That's so crazy.
Well, she's 33, so I figured she would know better.
You would think,
than
right?
16
she
and 17
quit her
year olds,
job
you know?
And moved to his compound in Chicago, where other women also lived. She said the women were all forbidden to speak to each other. He also asked her to not wear tight clothing and to, yeah, I told you, stand when he entered the room. So.
I don't believe her, but it has nothing to do with her at all. It has everything to do with R. Kelly. I refuse to believe R. Kelly tried to talk to a 33-year-old woman. If she was 17, 16, I'd be like, you know what? She's probably telling the truth. 33, I don't believe that.
All right, Mystical. Now, they are saying that Mystical has fallen on hard times. He actually is being held on a $3 million bond, but he did go to court yesterday, and he did not have a lawyer. So that seems a bit crazy because he's facing some very serious charges that could send him to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
is it
no
a chance,
lawyer?
Is it a chance no lawyer wants to represent him because they just don't know? This is his second time being accused of rape. He actually went to prison for rape. Maybe no lawyer wants to represent him.
Any lawyer would take a case for some bread.
True.
Well, Mystical claimed that he does have a lawyer, but we don't know why he would appear in court without representation in such a situation. But he was going to court to face those charges. And listen, seems like a terrible idea to not have a lawyer representing you. But we don't know what went on.
Sheesh.
To make that happen. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now,
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.